You said if he ever finds out what we've done to him, he'll kill us all. You don't remember saying that. Tied your friend. We're drinking.
We're drowning.
But it won't go away.
Never.
The millstone is around your neck. And you are drowning in the sea. As it should be.
A troubled child who meant you no harm.
Who meant you no ill will.
Who just wanted to be your friend.
You all passed me around like I was the assignment. He's over to Brian.
He's like the Everyday Truman Show.
And Dempsey.
John Petty.
Steve.
Gary. Miller. Big
Charles.
Mike. James.
So now,
Sandy.
I figure.
Remember, Lewis is
dead. He drove his van into a hole up in the ghost highway.
Claudia.
I should tell you the reason you saw an arrow.
Brooke. Suicide. But it didn't work, bitch.
You're dumb to not God. It would be better if a millstone were tied about your neck
and left me completely destitute.
And you were drowned at the bottom of the sea, as it should be. Yes, we had the classic mic drop there. Well, the only message that I can give you from that is don't bully anyone. Don't make fun of them. Don't put them on the Truman Show. Don't form a network around them to treat them different than everyone else and not inform them as to what's going on. Don't make them the brunt of your joke. Don't make them some kind of economic asset. I mean, I know why you do it. You get off on it. You get off on being a bully. You enjoy hurting people. That's what the gang stalking's all about, isn't it? You enjoy hurting people. You find someone who's a vulnerable target and you go after them. Sometimes it's just simply the vulnerability that causes targeting. Well, that's a nice guy. Well, there you go, target. Now, if you don't want the blowback, don't do it. If you can't do the time, don't do the crime. Because you will be punished. You will have your karmic payback. You will. You know, and all those people, you know, abusing all these children now that we're in the season of now Jill Sane or whatever her name is, Maxwell, and all her, you know, sort of Anthony Weiner type tapes and things. You know, people aren't stupid. Eventually people are going to hear about it. They understand. You know, what do they understand? They understand, number one, that, you know, these children are not simply raped, but they're killed. Actually, they're just chopped up into little bits. Their faces are peeled off and worn as masks. They make Leatherface and Chainsaw Massacre look like a Cub Scout. Oh, and these are all household names. These are people you pay to entertain you on the big screen. These are people you listen to. These are people you hear their interviews about what they should do in life. You know the reason that they have so much tragedy later on in life? You know how they just disappear? Because there is a law of the universe. And I understand the technique of black magic to find a victim to blame it on, right? So that it escapes, the karma escapes them, because they need a victim to blame it on. That's why there's so much sacrifice, as a way of getting out of it, not having to pay. Well, I can tell you this right now. Nobody gets out of anything. The reason you're seeing the lockdowns right now, by the way, greetings in the name of the Most High. And, you know, Matt wrote me a really lovely letter. Thank you, Matt, for that. And I'm just going to thank you now. I haven't been on the road here and have not had time to really address all the nice emails wishing me well on the rib. And, yeah, yesterday was a hard day, you know, just to let you know that the ribs really hurt yesterday. I felt I was making progress, and it's like, oh no, I'm all the way back to square one again. And then today and last night, I felt like I'd made some progress because I couldn't lie on my back, you know, which is kind of, you know, can you imagine what a drag that is? I couldn't lie on my back and breathe at the same time. Or I can't. I still can't. But I started practicing, you know, working through it. Last night, you know, on the bed, we have a really kind of a nice, comfortable bed here. It's like a, oh, and it sort of runs out of steam every once in a while. It's like a, it's one of these, oh, what do you call that? Like an air bed. It's a, I forget the name of the brand, but it's one that, you know, Sleep Number, I think. It was one of their early beds before they got all sophisticated, you know, just, and you can make a pretty stiff so you can kind of slide over it, because to get in bed you have to kind of slide, which is kind of scary for a rib situation. Anyway, I was on my back, and I breathe to a certain point, you know what I mean, and then there's just pain, right? Like, just like you breathe like three quarter and then you know, the pain. So lying in that position on your back, just lying there, it hurts. So I just kept breathing through it and breathing through it and breathing through it, and actually, you know, almost got to the point where I could sleep. Now, the first night this happened, I could actually sleep on my back. And then as time progressed, it got more inflamed to where that position hurts, you know, something on my rib. It's just one half of the, it's like the lower half of the right ribs. You know what I mean? The other half's okay. So when I'm sleep on my left side, which I like to do. I love sleeping on my left side. I don't like sleeping on my right side that much. I do sometimes when I'm tossing and turning, but usually I sleep on my left. And thank God that is a good position, and I'm able to, you know, stay there all night and breathe deeply. And, you know, because that's one of the things I was reading about, that when there's a rib issue, what you do is you want to make sure you get deep breaths. This for, I mean, if any of you, God forbid this happens to you, but if it does, if you, you know, foolishly jump on a ladder as I did, it could happen. You just have to be very careful, right? You just have to be, you have to really make sure you know where that last step is down there. You know, I didn't, and I assumed wrongly, and then I stepped into the air, and then I sort of, you know, fell away. But, it's,
getting better.
Yeah, they say that one of the problems with ribs is, you know, they don't tape them anymore. They haven't taped them in you know, several years. The protocol is not to tape them. People think you need tape. You do not need tape. What you need is ice on occasion, not heat, but ice. And what else do they have? And, you know, anti-inflammatories like ibuprofen. And then I use also turmeric. I have a really good turmeric supplement. It's 95% curcuminoids, okay? So that curcumin takes down the inflammation. I take two of those. I take, like, say, one ibuprofen and bodies, yeah.
Yeah, that's really good, the turmeric.
And then I take one of these. Because I was reading, you know, there's no use taking two ibuprofens. Do you think they're more strength? No, they don't help. The ribs only take, I don't know, certain, it's like under 100 milligrams. These are 200. One is 200, Advil. And they will alleviate the pain. But, you know, what you want to try to do is, you know, because they take the inflammation down. And if you take, I take it with the curcumin together, and it makes it so that, you know, it's tolerable, right? Takes that edge off. Well, this morning I haven't taken anything. So this is a good news, and I was able to, like I say, lay on my back, almost get a breath. I could get it, but, you know, it just feels like, you know, a little more time. I'm not going to go to the emergency or doctor just because there's sick people there, and I don't want to catch anything, you know. So I've done my research. And there's not really much you can do about it. You just want to make sure that you don't hurt it, you know, again. And that was dumb. I think the Lord was chastising me for, you know, I think he has a certain path for me. When I start wandering off that path, things can happen. And, you know, the path is, it's a very peculiar, strange path. Just really, you know, kind of like tailored to me personally. And not to a group of people, or not to other people, not to anyone else, not that anyone would even understand my walk compared to, say, your walk. But regardless, I think we'd all agree that when we put God first, we want to do, you know, we got to put God first and say, Lord, which way? You know, which way here? And if you listen, you'll get, you know, your marching orders. And then, you know, it's usually the marching orders are hard to obey. And that's by design, I think. You know, it's a tough road, you know, me and God. You know, but the alternative is hell. So, you know, and the rib thing is just a reminder. I got to put God first on this rib because, I mean, it's terribly painful. And, but there has been progress, and thank you for your prayers. There has been progress, and, like I say, last night, the day, yesterday was tough. Really hard to, you know, bend down, get something, you know, open a door, open a cabinet, you know, really, really hard. But the today seems, it seems much better today. Not much better, but what I mean is, you know, being able to lie on my back and breathe through it, and then, you know, being able to feel good on my side, being able to get out of bed was really hard, you know, because usually I have to hold my breath and then grit the pain and then get out, and that was, you know, I seem to be doing things a lot easier right now, so, not compared to normal, but I mean, it gives me some inspiration to really double down on the Lord. That's my whole message for this. Just double down on the Lord and not worry. You know, I guess if there's something I'm guilty about, it's I'm very worried about the things, you know, like you. You know, they're getting to me. The media and the lockdowns and the fact that I can see it's a scam, but people can't see it. You know what I mean? They can't see that all the testing is giving nothing but false positives everywhere, and they're counting those, and they're counting any dead people as COVIDs. And you know, you look around the world, no other country anywhere has anything like what we have. Not even close. It's not even the same experience, which shows me fraud, you know, is involved. And that there could be such fraud perpetrated on people. And then my biggest broken heart thing, I guess, as long as I'm complaining, is the fact that none of my fellow Americans will do anything about it. They just go along with it. And I'm, you know, if no. I thought there were patriots here, I'm like...
We're not going along with it.
I'm like, you know, what's happening here? Are we, you know, and it's the biggest thing that's irking me right now is California and just this mass shutdown over, again, testing. And testing will give you a positive on if you've had a cold, if you've had Ebola, if you've had, you know, if you have antibodies for COVID, meaning you're on the, you know, you have an immunity. If you have other kinds of inflammatory diseases, it will give you a false positive. And that's what's happening right now. And it's all by design. It's like these are Democrat blue states, although Texas is, I guess, the one anomaly. But these are blue.
DeSantis is a...
Right. Well, there's been like an attack to me on Texas and Florida, but California, New Mexico, of course, is just, we're on complete lockdown. I'm not there right now, but I mean, I'm heading back, unfortunately. I used to love the state of New Mexico because I love the beauty of nature and the light in the skies, and I no longer like it. I spoke to a friend of mine who's in Athens this morning. I talked to him at 4 in the morning. And he, it's about 1 o'clock his time. And he was telling me, he said, you know, there isn't anything like that here. There's no lockdowns. There's no... I said, well, this is all political. And it's all about getting, you know, Trump out of office. And it's, they're showing that they're willing to, you know, riot because all the rioters are fake, right? That's all fake. And people buy into the BLM and it becomes this corporate logo. It makes me so sad and heartbroken. I, you know, that people could, are they really, you know, are people in this country really so stupid they would fall for all that stuff? Fall for the programming? This, you know, you're inherently racist and all this. People are not inherently racist. You have programming that can be racist. But people in general are not what I would call inherently racist. But then when you look at BLM, you look at mainly white people are members. I mean, that's what you see mainly in these gatherings is white people and some black people. It just doesn't seem genuine. Then you hear about George Soros funding it and, you know, and then de Blasio and all these people supporting, you know, the rioting, but the COVID people have to stay locked down. But if you're going to march for BLM, everyone's allowed to gather and no social distancing. And the hypocrisy is insane, but where's the people talking about it? I mean, where's the people coming out in defiance? Where's the people, you know, going to work? You know, the... oh, hello. The whole thing is, these states are locking up because they're big parts of the economy. And the whole idea is, I'll just tell you what they're doing, and then you tell me. They are hurting the economy so that there's some kind of depression, collapse, something before the election to blame on Trump to move him from office. And they're also planning to use the military to remove him if he won't leave, if there's a contest on the voting or, you know, an inquiry. And they're, you know, that they're planning one way or another to remove him, and they have the military. I don't know if you've been following, but the military has mutinied against Trump for the time being, and he still won't. The reason he won't fire Mark Esper and the others is because they won't leave and make him look bad. So So that's what has me kind of down. I'm trying to, like, chin up and get a better attitude toward it, but it certainly looks like a defeat, you know?
No.
And, of course, Trish...
We're going to win.
Yeah.
We're going to win.
What does winning mean?
We're going to succeed.
Just my exist, my consciousness here. To repair my consciousness. It's not repairable. I'm afraid I'm damaged from this... You know, from this attempt at great mind control. Don't people understand that, you know, their businesses, they're not allowed to shut you down? And that they're just using these shutdowns to make mom and pop, you know, small business go bankrupt because that's the backbone of the country. So that, you know, this Trump thing will end and we'll get back to a corporatocracy. It'll be the end of any kind of state sovereignty or nationalism or any of that. Nationalism is, I can't even go into all their mind control stuff about how nationalism is racism and you know, all of this is all skewed. Most people that I know, and they're all different colors. I know lots of Hispanic people and lots of black people and lots of, you know, some Asian folks and just various people. They're really interested in making a good living, you know, supporting their family, trying to make a better life for themselves and their children. And they just don't have time to deal with hating and all this other kind of stuff. The people that are saying we want equality seem to be saying, well, we don't really want to work, we just want, you know, you to give us, you know, your income.
That's commies.
And, of course, that's the Marxists. That shouldn't be, you know, and then they're backed by the trillionaires who basically you don't even know who they are. And they're paying for all this to attack us because they want what we have and they want to steal it. Meanwhile, they're taking our children to hundreds of thousands a year and butchering them. You know, raping little two-year-olds. And they're buying and selling them on, you know, various sites and with their own language. And all this stuff still keeps going. And they're all Satanists, you know, in the club. And it's not just, you know, a few people here, a few people there. It's your entire neighborhood. It's, you know, the reason L.A. isn't such squalor is because L.A. is completely godless.
No, there's still a lot of...
It's completely godless to the extent that it's brought wrath upon itself. And, you know, the people have been getting out of... They're being let out of prison. They're ruling the... You know, the streets... Cops are nowhere to be found. Murder rates through the roof. It's enough to make a guy just break down and cry. Every single thing that could go wrong has gone wrong. And I think, you know, now let's get into the prophetic a little bit. Praise God. Lord, we love you. And just pray for a word that will encourage us and get us through this day. In Jesus' name, amen. Look. They couldn't have done it without promoting ignorance and a lack of education. You know, like, for example, a lack of history. These kids, I'm convinced, that are going to these universities, how they got in, I don't know. But that they don't know their history. You should have history as a requirement, like history 101. World history and American history, let's say. And any other history you want to study. But it should be some kind of framework in school so people can see these things have happened before. And if you don't want them to happen again, if you don't want to go in a total evil chaos situation of a, you know, let me show you what it looks like. In California and New Mexico, the governor put the town of Gallup into martial law because of COVID. No one in, no one out, enforced by police. Many thousands and thousands, tens of thousands of people there. And they obeyed four or five policemen. Four or five policemen kept all these thousands of people locked in their homes. And I'm not talking about just locked, you know, like you know, they could go to the market. And I'm talking about hard lockdown. Now, she's getting ready to do it again. Only this time it's going to be to New Mexico, not to one area, but to all of it. You know, nobody in, nobody out. Checking, she's about to release the contact tracers. And so is everybody else, all the other governors in all the states. Mainly blue states. And that's not enforceable. All none of that is legal. And they're about to release the contact tracers to keep track of you. And if they say you're bad, you need to quarantine, they can physically lock you down or take you to jail. Just from you know, guilt by association. Or guilt because someone says you were somewhere where you may or may not have been. Or because you don't let them in your home, they'll come arrest you. Now, this is total Gestapo police state, ridiculous beyond anything in the Soviet Union. And the governor has the power to do it. And our governor is power mad. She's completely excited with all the power she's got. Same thing with the Michigan governor. Same thing with the California governor. Same thing with Cuomo. After he murdered, I don't know how many thousands of seniors, he's all high on that, and he's running around, you know, like someone that just drank a vat of blood from a bunch of human sacrifices. He's all high on that. And he's a mass murderer. He's a little, to me, he's a little braggadocious boy. He's just a little petulant boy. He's a boy. He is no man. He barks his orders. But he's no man. He's a child. He never was raised right, obviously. Mario, the acorn fell way away from the tree. Both of those sons are an embarrassment. And even though Mario was a Democrat and all that, and, you know, at that time I was a Democrat, so, I mean, I was totally enthralled with his capability. And as a man, Mario was a man. Flawed, yes, but what a brilliant speaker. Anyway, neither Andrew nor the other kid at CNN, the liar, neither one of them has that stature. In fact, you know, maybe nothing in this society has that kind of stature. No, I know that Mario was corrupted, and, you know, I understand. They're all in bed with the mafia, and, you know, I understand. You know, you don't need to convince me. Anyone that says, if you're not for abortion, don't come to New York. And then they had all these deaths, which they caused themselves. And now they're bragging they don't have COVID there, and everyone else has it because they didn't do a good job. And then they're actually grooming Andy baby for president. And, you know, and a lot of this is just because they can, because the people won't rebel. The people won't stand up for their rights. Like in New Mexico, they've all gone this mask frenzy. She shut down the Walmart in Las Cruces because the three people tested positive for COVID and were asymptomatic. And, you know, it could have been anything. Like, they had a cold 3 months ago. But they tested positive, so she shut down the store. Now people can't even get food. Understand, please. Hiding in your homes is only going to make them come at you more. That's why we're out, because we know that RVing, you know, it's one of the, not putting a lot of miles on this thing, but, you know, it needs maintenance. That's one thing about motorhomes. If you're going to get one, I would suggest, if you don't need to go big, go smaller, because lots of stuff breaks. If you need to live in it a long time, like months, or just move into it permanently, you need a big one. Or else you get claustrophobic. But, you know, you sell your house and get one of these. Just drive around. It doesn't help the heartbreak, though. It doesn't help watching the country go down the tubes because of cowardice, frankly. You know, cowardice.
Doesn't work for me.
And the Lord is, pretty clear when he says, you know, there's no love greater than laying your life down for your friends. You know, that's exactly what brothers do in combat. They lay their lives down for their friends, to protect their friends, to protect their unit, to protect their platoon. You know, that's a beautiful thing. You know, it's that we need that kind of self-sacrifice here. I don't know what's happened to it. But, you know, at this rate, I feel like the other problem we have, of course, is killing the babies, which is they still don't believe that killing a child at 8 months in the womb is killing a baby. And then they don't think there's anything wrong with harvesting the organs. In other words, birthing the baby, like a stillbirth, right? But the organs are still intact. And then, you know, basically dissecting them as they, you know, after they're out. Yeah, dismembering. Harvesting organs. I think they get $150,000 a baby. And then the new thing now is live babies with a heart beating. If they can get live babies with a heartbeat, they could be in a coma, but their heart's beating. You see, the Lord wants to bring attention to that. Live babies with a heart beating, that's unacceptable. Hundreds of thousands of children missing, more from America than any other place on earth. America, the biggest trafficker of sex with children. But it's not, don't let that word sex confuse you. We're talking murder. No child once purchased ever goes home. They all get killed. All. 100% of them get killed, except for that occasional one that escapes. That's very rare, though. So, I just want you to, you know, think about these things and, you know, think about, you know, are we really deserving as a nation for God's grace? And I think there is a praying remnant trying to do something about it, but why haven't we done anything about it? Well, why? What's been the problem? You know, I mean, and laws that have been passed have been overturned already. Every time we do that, we bring the wrath of God here. You know, we bring more trouble. The COVID thing is completely a creation of, you know, the deep state, the DNC, psychological operations, CIA, et cetera, et cetera. Why can't the people, if you can't do anything about that, how are you going to beat back a real enemy? You know, an enemy that's in your face, like, say, an army coming to kill you, coming to take what you've got. They'll take your kids, and they'll immediately put them into slavery. You know, if your wife is young, take your wife, put her into prostitution, and get her shot up with heroin, and then they're just, if you're lucky, they'll kill you without torturing you. No man wants to see that happen to his family. And so, on occasion, you know, in the world, there's a call to arms. There's a call, and what's worth fighting for? Well, I've always enjoyed freedom. And I've been grateful to those who went before me, who fought for freedom, even if it was misguided and it was about drugs in Vietnam and all these, you know, but in principle, who fought for freedom. And every once in a while, you know, freedom has to be fought for again. Because there are tyrants in the world and there are minions who are, you know, who they will pay to come after you. Because there's just a sickness in humanity that if you're on an island getting along fine with your neighbors on some kind of deserted tropical island with fish and fruit and way to survive, you know, some sort of liquor. And if that was you and they heard about you, they would launch a ship to try to come and break you. Which is why you can't just live on an island free and walk around naked and pretend you're in the Garden of Eden, because they're not going to happen. There are enemies out there. And they hate freedom. And they actually can't stand if somebody else is free in the world. They can't stand if there's a little pocket of freedom somewhere. They will launch their ships and their planes and everything to come take you out. That's just a sickness in humanity. So anybody that has freedom has to fight for it. If they come to your island, you have to have, you know, weapon systems and ways of fighting them off. Or they will kill you. They will convert you, and if they can't convert you, they'll kill you. What they want to do, and what the usual thing they do is they want to give you, like I said, with Richard Wurmbrand, when I read that to you, I know that's horrifying, but they try to snatch you out of God's hand. Now, if you're not a Satanist, you haven't joined the club, you just, you know, you're here just trying to do the best you can, you know, like a lot of people, they still consider you a child of God. Even if you're not sure where your faith is, you're not sure who you are, believe me, the default, where you need to go is Jesus. Do not even, you know, this is Suicide Awareness Month. My daughter killed herself 2 years ago on July 18th. And so Tina Plackinger reminded me it's suicide. I've been so devastated by all the things I've seen that I forgot it was Suicide Awareness Month. And that it is suicide. It's always going to be that in honor of Francesca and others. I understand that, was it Elvis Presley's grandson now has killed himself at 27. Francesca was 27. There's something about that 27 that's really odd. And, you know, what happened to Francesca is she went the AMA route rather than the prayer route. She didn't have enough faith to survive. How do you build your faith? Well, the more God you do, the more prayer you do, the more in the Word you are, the more your focus is on God, the more faith you're going to have. The more you're feeding that part of you, that part that needs God. It's just like a hole in our soul. We got nothing. We're empty. That's what Francesca suffered from. And, you know, she was embarrassed and she was phobic. She became debilitated and couldn't participate in life, and finally she just killed herself. So I say this because killing yourself is the same as letting the bastards win. You lose. She lost. Will she get another chance? Whatever. Sure. But the main thing is that the loss is the loss. There's nothing else you can do about it. As long as you're alive, you have a chance. Now, I felt very, very depressed recently. And something was wrong. I was under some kind of attack where I couldn't get out of bed. I thought like I was going to die. And this was more recently. The only thing that really pulled me through that, and I can't even tell you what it is. It's like I wake up in the morning, I go have a cup of coffee, and I'm just dead tired, and I go back to sleep, but while I'm in bed, I'm being tortured. You know, people would say, well, that sounds like classic depression. Well, probably it is. I've definitely been depressed over all this. My main depression is learning that, you know, learning that the presidency, no matter who has it, is an empty suit. Learning that the military is not on the president's side. Learning that the patriot quotient, people that would fight for freedom and fight off these oligarchs, these totalitarians, they're not that many out there, as I thought before. And, of course, the depth of the swamp. And I understand that in universities, you know, just in like a fraternity, they make it a rite of passage to join the Satanists. I know that. We don't talk about that too much, do we? In the military, in certain elite units, they're pledging an oath to Lucifer. I understand that because they feel that's going to make them win the war, win the battles. A lot of what you see is a ruse, but there are depths to it. I feel like we've been shown the depths of Satan, all of us. And it's very, very depressing because nobody wins. The guys that are on top, they got all the money and they got the fame and all that. Look at them. They're miserable. They don't win. If you're miserable, you don't win. And a lot of the people that seem to be like in La La Land, you know, they're just you know, kind of ignorant, blissfully, blithefully going on. Avoidance is no winner either. You know, being like happy to be on the Truman Show, that's a losing position. You guys, if your eyes are open, you're going to be a man of sorrow, a woman of sorrow. You know, but at the same time, we have our hope in Jesus. That's where the hope is. If the hope is anywhere else, we've blown it. So, I'm turning to Christ, mainly. I mean, the political stuff, forget it. The main thing we have going on here right now is there's a revival going on. And as much as I said there will never be a revival, I don't call it a revival. How about a vival? In other words, there's life now where there are dead, dry bones. There is some sort of movement going on, some kind of real God movement now, because people want answers. And they're looking into Christ. And there's we're not talking about this much because it's getting no publicity. But, you know, and unfortunately, many are being recruited into churches where they get taken that Luciferian initiation again. I know that's wrong. I understand how bad that is. I'm sorry. But everywhere in our society, there's corruption. But regardless of that, there is a huge movement to Jesus Christ now. And, you know, there are no atheists in a foxhole. Now, I don't know how far they're going to push it. They say they're going to just push it till they get their way and they put their puppet in the election, Kamala Harris or Michelle Obama or Barack Obama. Who knows? One of their puppets, right? And they get back control and power. And then they'll ease up. Folks, if they get their way, they will never ease up. That I know about these people. They will keep taking till there's nothing left to take. So we have, you know, the only thing we can do right now, and this is especially for Suicide Prevention Month, is get into prayer. Lord, we just pray right now in Jesus' name to prevent, stop, intercede with all victims of suicide or suicidal thought people that are contemplating suicide. Lord, would you please intervene on every last one of them on earth and stop them from suicide in Jesus' name. Show them the light, the truth, and the way that transcends all of our earthly suffering. Show them that way, Lord. You are as much way and direction and path as you are truth, as you are God. Show us the way, Lord. I understand now that in Pakistan, there are hundreds dying around Violet and John every day. And there's nothing we can do about it. I warned you that if we lock down here, you said it's going to happen there. Literally, you know, women, children, you know, being sold into slavery for a meal, for one meal. And it's happening right before our eyes, and they're taking pictures of it. Yeah. You can go on the website on Facebook, and you can see pictures of people literally being put into slavery right before your eyes. We're losing the battle. We send money over there, gets gobbled up in 2 seconds. There's not enough money to save those people. So we're losing them to the tune of, like I say, around them, it's 100, around this ministry, it's hundreds a day. So we have to choose who's going to live and who's going to die. It's far more serious than COVID, but they're using COVID to keep them locked down so they starve to death. Now, is that something that's acceptable to you? Well, it's happening here too, to the Navajo here, and they're supposed to be given food and water, and they're not getting those deliveries. Not only that, but our food banks are drying up. And so people will be starving in the United States. Is that acceptable? At what point do you answer the call to arms? I don't care if you're, you know, a chaplain out in the battlefield, but I mean, at what point do we take the field? Is there a field? See, that's the other thing. There's no place to really sign up, is there? There's a militia here, a militia there, but who's the command and control? you know, the American military might, if they turn evil, they could take out any militia, anything, you know, it'd just it'd be a not even an afterthought. It'd be like 5 seconds, boom, you're vapor. So what is the point here? And I think, you know, if it is this time, this prophetic time of the Bible, they would say that, you know, the mark of the beast, and they would say that, you know, that everybody will have to take this ID chip, this ID injection, in order to fly, buy, or sell, or anything like that. It certainly sounds like mark of the beast, and it will affect you and change you so that, you know, at some point you're attacked for 5 months by these insects and things. And you're out of the Lamb's Book of Life. You're out of God. In other words, you have no redemption possible. The only thing you can do is die. But you want to die, and you can't find death. You're being tortured. And that's because whatever they put in that concoction they inject in you ends up torturing you from the inside out. Many will die from the injection, but many will just be tortured. You can't really trust anything here because it's all Satan. So I suppose the answer to it all is eyes on the Lord and don't look to the left or right. Set like a flint forward and do the best you can. Because, there is no convenient place to sign up to go off to war like we used to have. There is no battlefield where the enemy is there waiting to be engaged. This is a much more really disgusting enemy because they can come in and spray you with COVID and kill you all with a boat and COVID. Kill every one of us and be sitting pretty while we do nothing. We wonder what happened while we die and scream. And they sit there having their tennis tournaments and their caviar and champagne, laughing about how idiotic we are, that we don't even know where the enemy is, when the enemy is right here, right on TV. But we don't do anything about it because they're presented as our saviors, our controllers, our leaders. As, you know, that the young Cuomo gets on the air and lies his ass off about COVID and everything else. And as they promote tearing down cities, as they promote arresting people who defend their property against people wanting to kill them.
They're getting an early start.
You know, all these things make me wonder as I'm contemplating my rib as I fell off the ladder. I actually fell off the ladder. I rolled, thank God, but my hand caught my rib, and man, it's been, you know, my alternative would have been to sit home and convalesce there. I decided.
It was a very professional roll.
It was?
Yeah. I was right there.
Like a stuntman.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
It was like a stuntman, right?
Yeah.
Trish has been very helpful in helping me do some of the chores I do around here in the, you know, we have to do things to set up and tear down, you know, as we drive. But and some of those things are strenuous. The driving seems to be okay with me. I seem to be fine with that. But we'll be back in New Mexico, and you know, if there's any word I have, I see the Lord about to be very vibrant. Vibrant like this beautiful sunrise we're seeing today. The Lord will be vibrant to those who call upon Him. You know, vibrant, quick to answer, quick to respond, like a friend. And I think He's going to be that father and mother and grandpa and grandma and whatever else we need emotionally. I believe He will be that one we call on, that one we rely on. When we are in our isolation, the reason I didn't get brainwashed with all their torture or, you know, affected in a negative way is because I've got the Lord. That's why. Because I know that there's a greater reality, not that they don't dictate my reality, but I do get frustrated. Mainly at seeing, unfortunately, people, you know, say, you know, you can go on the New Mexico website right now and Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham and say, you know, she puts up the keeps up the reason to be locked down every day. So she'll say, we have these many new infections, therefore we stay locked down. And the people literally go, thank you, Governor. Oh, thank you for keeping us safe. Oh, it's so great you saved New Mexico. Meanwhile, she trashed New Mexico. 75% of the restaurants and businesses will never come back. She destroyed it in order to cause a depression, along with her brothers and sisters, other states that are run by the same people that want Trump out. And don't ever forget the Trump focus. See, that's where a lot of people go wrong. They say, oh, Trump, just orange man, bad. He's nobody. No, no. What he represents is a thing that scares the hell out of me. He just rounded up 30,000 pedophiles. Nobody else has done that. So when people go around with this orange man bad and they start in, you know, and they say, well, I have proof and, you know, he's really bad. They show pictures with Epstein and having, you know, inappropriate touching of Ivanka when she was a kid and all that stuff to prove he's a pedophile. I just laugh it off, you know. Maybe he was a pedophile. Look, I don't know. All I know is 30,000 pedos gone because of him. Porno, trafficking, bombing the traffickers down in Mexico. I mean, while he's tweeting over here, he's doing stuff like that over there. So as long as that's happening, as long as he's answering my prayer, that I pray for an interdiction to the human trafficking. I'm praying for an end to these, you know, rich, bloated, fat cat idiots abusing children now. And as long as he's on that case, I don't know how much progress we're going to make, because I know that they legally they can't touch those people because they have some kind of immunity above the law. I don't know exactly what it is. But, you know, they have muscle, you know. You can't just go arrest some celebrity. They have muscle. And so, you know, we keep dancing around this issue. And so what they're trying to do is they're trying to quickly legalize pedophilia to make it okay for a 45-year-old man to be in a sexual relationship with a 2-year-old, with a 3-year-old toddler. Is that okay with you? Mm-mm. I think the proper response is comes from companies like Smith & Wesson. Don't you? But that's not the way that these people, the same people, they're bringing you the BLM and the Antifa and the, you know, globalism and all this, whatever it is, the whole thing, riots and all this other, the same people paying for all that. The rich boy, the shriveled white men club. Same people bringing you all that are involved in the pedo trafficking. And no, you can't just go arrest them. Now, a lot of people think that this Jill Sane Maxwell, or whatever her name is, she's probably going to be killed. I'd say the odds on that are pretty darn good. And the odds on us not seeing the information she has is also pretty darn good that we won't see it. A lot of the tapes of guys, you know, chopping up little kids and eating them, things like that, probably won't see it. But the knowledge that it exists is everywhere these days. Back when I was younger, nobody talked about this stuff. Everybody in around Hollywood, though, was involved in it, either as an enabler, someone who would be in the club but not participating but kind of blocking, or, you know, any other capacity in society. School teachers would train kids, would groom them. you know, would sexualize them in the classroom. And if you didn't go along with that, they would kick you out of school. That was the norm. Teaching you how to be a prostitute so that you can move up the ladder socially. If that's our system, then it needs to come down. Then I would say, okay, well, go ahead and nuke it. It needs to, you know, it's rotten fruit from a rotten tree, and to hell with it all. But the very interesting kind of pushback that's happening right now, the way I see it, is Jesus. There's an upwelling of the spirit, and that's I'm telling you, that doesn't do me any good to be like one of these a talk show host that's just talking about the problem. You can hear that on any alternative news vids you like to watch. I get a lot of talk from the QAnon people saying QAnon is real and why haven't I gone along with it. In the beginning, it was inaccurate, and that was the only reason I haven't really picked up on it.
Still inaccurate.
So, I'm not against it. I would love to have all that stuff come to pass. Yeah, yeah. I'd love to have a good world for our kids to grow up in. I'd love it if my daughter didn't commit suicide. I would love it if I could get some justice against the medical establishment for doing that to her. I would love it if I could get some help. And not just be more and more isolated, more and more of a victim. I would love it if there would be a way, not even to get even with these people, but just to have a decent chance at a life without just being stifled or stopped. And I think most people agree with me. That's what they'd like too. We don't have a big expectation to you know, accomplish anything. I feel grateful in my life I've been able to be a free spirit and do what I've wanted to do. I've had to do a lot of that non-commercially, though, like with music and things like that, because they're not going to allow you to be in any of those situations unless you conform. And if you conform, then you go to the Satan side, then that's the end of you. A lot of these people that make it as artists doing it Satan's way, they wind up being victims by 27 years old. Right, so, you know, so there's no real there, you know, it's just a, and then the world, you know, worships the people that are gone. It's like, instead of worshiping the people that are gone, why don't you look into the causes of their death? Why don't you look into the world and how screwed up it is? Why doesn't that inform people and scare them so much they run to Jesus, because it's just too insane? Well, so what we can do is, look, folks, what we can do is this. We can double down on Christ, double down on the Word, double down on just you know, the way to cut through this. You don't want it to catch you off guard. Now, there's also, along with this, frequencies, I believe, are being beamed at us. And some are very dark, you know, low frequencies, like, you know, kill yourself and you know, that sort of thing. And there's a very big wave of that going on right now. You know, you're all alone. No one's going to help you. You know, give in, give up, obey, do what you're told. And all that's going to come to a crashing end if we have a greater source, a greater voice that drowns, of course, those frequencies out. And we do. So that's where the real hope is. That's where the real future is. That's where the real joy is. And I'm sorry you got to go through this wartime. I mean, we're not waging war against them. They, the globalists, the anti-nation states people, the Luciferians, the ones who do evil, the ones who traffic children, are really, it's the pedophiles waging a war against the rest of the world that are not in Satan. you know, or if you like the elite Satanists are waging the war against innocent people to conform the world into their vision, which is a hellhole. Any way you put it, there is no peace in the world. The only peace there is with Christ. So at least that's clear. I've got about an hour here, and I feel like I'm going to do some more from the road. This is... I kind of dread going back to New Mexico, actually. I'm so disgusted with that state and with the people there. I know there's a lot of patriotic New Mexicans that don't want to give up their freedoms and realize that the mask is not going to save you, and you know that it's all mind control. I hope that people get it there, but I don't think they will. They're very indoctrinated to do what they're told, and that's what they're going to do. And I accept that. You know, at first I didn't. I tried to wake them up on the governor's site, but my conclusion is there is no waking them. You know, it all comes down to programming. It all comes down to good versus evil. It all comes down to God. Which you going to follow, the world or God? The Lord says, you know, you can follow me or follow the world. You know, it's your choice. The world is ever shifting and filled with gossip and innuendo and false information and confusion. But God is filled with certainty, direction, love, respect, honor. All glory to the Lord. It's that kind of thing. A high living instead of a low, base, guttural life based on urges and desires, regardless of who it hurts. So that's my plea today. Just want to add that to it. I'm not going to go into a lot of information that I have about the COVID-19 new lockdown, the new strains of COVID that they release, and how they release it on people they don't like, and how they're punishing us because we didn't follow Bill Gates, and Bill Gates is throwing a temper tantrum. I think you know all that, right? You know he's a petulant little fool, don't you? And his wife really runs the business. I mean, you understand that, right? If you don't know that, Gates is some kind of entertainer. He is a little bit of a court jester, you know, with his laughing, saying, you know, you don't have a choice. You will take the vaccine. 7 billion people will. And like, wait till you see the next pandemic. That'll get your attention. It'll probably be brought in by terrorists. And he's enjoying laughing and just enjoying himself on that, on Colbert. I've seen enough. I don't want to see anymore. I've reported enough. I don't want to report anymore. I just want to talk about the move, what God is doing in this situation. God is bringing healing, a sound mind, clarity, direction. And when you say you want to sign up for the war, okay, instead, I mean, this is, I'm sorry, it's not instead. This is signing up for the war. Sign up with God. Amen. Get into the Word, get into dedication, get into prayer, get into devotion. Sign up with God. And that's the only way you're going to forgive these heathen out there who are doing all this to you. Because you got to forgive in order to move on. If you hate them, you're going to be stuck here. And I know you don't want to be stuck here. So God bless each and every one. I'll see you next time. There is nowhere to run. There is nowhere to go. I'm
Yeah.